Joe Morton, good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm scared.
No, we should ask, how are you? We want to stay on your good side.
Well, I'm out here by the lake fishing, so I'm fine.
When do you get a chance to watch the show? Did you watch last night's episode for the first time last night?
No, I usually get a chance to watch it just before.
And was there anything in last night's episode that did not air that you were surprised didn't make the cut?
Well, in point of fact, what they did was, it was actually that episode was kind of meant to appear last Thursday, but they decided to do some sort of finagling around and did it this Thursday, so they just added things to it.
Oh. Do you have any input into the dialogue for Papa Pope?
Not at all.
So
my input is to show up in other words.
And when you show up, and you read your script, are you ever surprised at what Shonda Rhimes has you saying?
Always.
As the second half of the season was going along, did you think perhaps you were a part of the equation in the bid for Olivia?
Well, I mean, as I've said in the past, usually what Papa Pope says is what's going on. So if he said, I'm out of it and I'm not going to be dealing with you anymore, that's usually what he means it. So I didn't think I would be part of the sale.
I love your character, obviously, and I love, you know, the soliloquies that you give as a part of this, and you go
and
back
the kill
a long,
count.
And not to mention, and
the kill count
Jay
is really high.
Kill count.
Your kill count is very high, sir.
When you're walking down the street or through the airport or anywhere, because our people, we really get into the character.
The person,
do
right?
You get cussed out?
No, I mean, the beauty of the character is that people seem to love hating Papa Pope.
Yeah.
So usually what I get is, you know, we love you on we hate you on the show, but we love you.
Uh-huh.
Or I'll get stuff like, you know, you should be better to your daughter. But it's a double hand thing. Usually on one hand, they're not so much cursing me, but they don't like what I do, but they like the fact that I'm doing it. If you see what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. Do you have daughters?
I have two. Yes.
Are you saying on the set what? No, you're not saying.
Hey, what you were about to say? Am I saying on the set what I'd love to say to my daughter?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I love the article you just wrote for the Huffington Post talking about the Oscars and the lack of minority representation in the nominations. Could you give us a little bit of that and your thoughts?
Well, it was more. It wasn't just about the lack of representation in the nominations. It was also about sort of a history of what's going on with the Oscars and a history of how people view film. I mean, the basic premise of the idea of the article was that, in fact, you know, it's probably not racist that Ava didn't get nominated. I mean, if we went down the sort of annals of the Oscars, there's probably lots of directors who didn't get nominated. So there's no racism in that part. Because the film is getting a lot of attention. On the other hand, I think that Hollywood in general sort of deals with so-called black film, you know, kind of like a mistress in that, you know, a lot of some time, some attention, some money, but never enough. Mm. So that black film, the whole supposition of not having foreign markets and all of that, black film is often dealt with as an orphan, to mix my metaphors. So. The problem is how to make black film, so-called black film, either that sort of appellation disappear altogether, so there's just film, and then we're out there competing with everybody else, or that it's improved in terms of what its marketability.
So what black films do you think should have been nominated, other than Selma?
In the past or this year?
This year.
Well, not having seen all the black films that were made this year, it would be hard to tell.
But again,
the problem is that there's an equal battle, not an equal battle, but another battle that goes on between so-called mainstream film and independent film. So that Selma sort of falls in somewhere in the middle of all of that. Selma is a large mainstream movie, well done, but I'm sure things like last year, I think it was Fruitville that managed to get some attention.
Mm-hmm.
But it, But again, the problem is, if we want to continue this conversation, again, the problem is, if you look at the the list of films that are given attention, they usually have to do with the same subject. The subject usually is, in some way, shape, or form, integration, slavery, or some sort of civil rights approach. I mean, even Fruitville is about a young man who was killed unwarrantedly in the subway. So I'd like to see films, black films, that just talk about life, not about the struggle for equality. I'd like to see Hollywood sort of help black filmmakers talk about what it means to be in black life, or what it means to be a black man, woman, or child in this world, as opposed to being a black woman, a man, or a child in this world, always having to feel like we have to deal with equality. I think that's part of what some of us have to deal with, but it's not certainly all of what we have to deal with.
And does it come down to always green as opposed to black and white?
I think it does. I think money is the operating key. I think that if, you know, as I said in the article, if black film had the power to put butts in the seats, then there would be more attention paid to it. But given a number of different disadvantages, we don't have that possibility. So it all turns out to be about money. I mean, you know, the other side of the coin, of course, is, you know, a Denzel Washington film is not necessarily a black film. It's a Denzel Washington film. The same with Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are Will Smith's films. If the entire sort of black population in terms of filmmakers could sort of reach that same plateau, or certainly an equal footing with other white filmmakers, there'd be a difference in terms of the kind of materials that are coming out of America.
All right. Joe Morton. He is Papa Pope. Black Ops Division. B613. And that's really messing me up now. When I see you in any other role, you know I'm going to still think Papa Pope, because I'm shallow like that. Joe Morton, we love you.